I mean, it's always pressure playing cornerback. It's just a position that you're always in the spotlight. And I remember last year after I got my deal, I was able to just play more freely and just really play my game. And this year, I feel the same way.
You're nominated for the one of the comeback awards, another one. The House Award. This is your second one. You were the top-rated corner by PFF. What do these awards mean to you in your career?
I've always been a guy. I've had to really work to really get nominated for anything. I've always been a guy that people always overlooked and never really got the publicity that I was for the work that I did on the field. So now that it's finally happening for me, I'm definitely thankful. I'm glad people are finally seeing the work that I'm doing out there on the field and especially off the field. Yeah.
You know, following guys from the nickel. Anything different this year? More zone? Anything with the new coaching staff?
I'd say even more man, really. He's really right now, he's trying to see what we're all good at as a defense. And right now, we've been able to be good at everything, really. So it's really what Coach Wade is going to be comfortable playing. Like today, I think we did a great job. I had a great practice coming off that day off, being able to get that day off, coming out having a lot of enthusiasm out there on the field, and we're playing a lot of man too. So it's gonna be a lot of reliance on me and Tlaib, Roby to really play our guys.
Did it strike you, by the way, when you're getting a vet day off?
Yeah.
You know, that you were an undrafted guy taking all the garbage reps or whatever.
Man, I need it, man. I'm thankful to get that, man. I think I played over 4,000. Snaps in the league so far. So I play 1,000 snaps every year. So that's a lot at corner. So to be able to get that finally as a true vet, that definitely means a lot for real. I feel a lot better actually getting that day off.
This time last year, you were rehabbing the knee. Yeah. Focused on it. It looks like you perhaps added a little bulk or strength to your body. Have you been able to kind of change your physique because it doesn't have to focus strictly on the knee?
I think overall, I'm just stronger, period. Legs stronger, upper body, everything. Being able to finally feel like I'm fully 100%, not really worrying about my knee after practice. During the season, I would be sore as heck after games and really feel my knee. But now I can go practice and I feel 100% now after practice. Don't really have to worry too much about it. And I think that tips off to Luke and Greek for just training with me the whole time. And right now I'm probably like 193, so I'm a little bit heavier than where I want to be during the season, but during the season, I'll try to get to the 180s.
You told us last year the knee wasn't 100%. Was there a point last season you were 100%?
I would say probably, after games, man, I still felt it was just dead after the game. So I wouldn't say it was all the way back, but now I feel so strong now. After practice, like I said, I feel fresh. That's something I didn't feel like after games last year.
Dramatic rise from the beginning of the season until the end. Do you anticipate that continuing?
I mean, he's going to have to be consistent, especially playing with me and Tlaib out there on the field. He's going to get some action, and we're going to need him to be very consistent, even more consistent than he was last year, because a lot of times I'll be in the slot blitzing, I'll be doing a lot of things all over the field, and he'll have to be outside sometimes. He has more responsibility within the defense. He has to learn multiple positions. So he has to definitely take that next level, and we need him to if we're going to get even better than last year as a defense.
Chris, a couple weeks ago, I think Roby graded himself. We asked him what he would give himself for his rookie year.
Yeah.
He said a C-. Is he being a little hard on himself?
Nah, I'd say C- is pretty good for him. Yeah, because, he was really up and down a lot. And he went through a streak, like 6 touchdowns or 5 touchdowns he gave up in a row. So whenever you have that, that's C-. So he knows that. He knows what he has to get better at. And it's that consistency all through the year that at cornerback, that's tough to do. It's tough to be great every game. Oh yeah. When you have to, when you go through rough times like that, he still fought through it and still was able to still come back and make a lot of plays. So that's something that you want to see from him, and he's improved a lot. And I mean, it's just that I'm challenging him. We challenge each other. Everybody's challenging Robe to really make that next leap so we can have three elite corners.
Well, if he has to play some safety, you lined up all over the place. If he has to play some safety, what's important for him to remember as he moves around?
Kind of have that corner mindset. Know where guys need help at. I think he can do it, man. He has the physical ability to do it. He's a pretty smart kid, and I think the transition for him playing safety will be a lot easier than him playing corner. So that's something I think he's very capable of doing.
What's some differences with Stewart at free safety versus Raheem?
Oh man, I'm loving Stewart right now. He's doing. He's very vocal, smart guy. I can tell he's gonna have a physical presence. When running backs do come through the hole, I feel like he's gonna lay the hammer on them. Add that with TJ. So, I mean, I'm loving what Stewart's bringing and how fast he's picking up the defense and the chemistry that we've already built together out there on the field. So, I love that pickup right now.
How much can playing with Tlaib a second year help you too? Yeah. Because you guys at times were really dominant, but Tlaib a couple games were a little up and down. Can it help being, even though it's a different defense, can it help you in the second year with
Keith? Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to try to raise each other's level even higher. He's seen I can give up no touchdowns last year, so I'm pretty sure he's going to come out there and be like, okay, I'm going to try to do not give up a touchdown. And just that competition right there that between me and him that we have is going to make each other better, make us better. And I like that. So he's going to go out there and try to prove he's the best every week. I'm going to prove I'm the best every week. So this is going to make us better. I got some friends that play for the Texans. They just said he brings the heat. You're going to be left on the island a lot. And with the guys that we have up front, we already understood that was coming playing the 3-4, that we're going to bring the heat. And everything that they've said is really translated to how we've been practicing and being left on the island and everybody going, everybody blitzing. So that's something that we'll be looking forward to in the season, a kind of attack mode defensive coordinator.
What was your first sort of meeting like?
He's a guy that he really tells it how it is. I mean, if we don't have that right effort, we don't have that right mindset or practice, Coach Wade tells us. And you can tell by his personality, he's not going to just get on to you if you just for nothing, just to try to, like, not one of those coaches that tries to strike fear in you to make you play better. He's not that type of guy. So he's been a guy that's been straightforward with us and lets us know what we need to do to get better.
In the same regard with Coach Woods, what are his strong points and what has he been focusing on with your group in secondary?
Oh, man, fundamentals, man. He's pounding and pounding on fundamentals every day and techniques every day, and he has a different way, so we're learning new techniques from him, from what we did with Corey, and we're still trying to get that gel. It's a lot of things that how we play on the field that might kind of contradict what he's coaching us on, so we're trying to build that chemistry together, and right now I think it's going pretty good.
What have been your early impressions of Shane Ray?
Oh, we haven't even seen Shane Ray, really.
You got to talk to him?
Oh, yeah. He's been definitely cool to talk to in the locker room. But, it's not. I want to see what he's doing between the white lines. We haven't seen anything yet.
Last one, Cammy. You were with a lot of kind of high-caliber guys. Now you're one of those veteran guys kind of paying it forward. What is that like? Do you like being now and kind of giving back to these young guys?
Oh, yeah. The main goal is to win a Super Bowl. So I've been to playoffs every year. Had the major experience that I've had. Now my focus is doing whatever I can to help lead this defense, this team, to win a Super Bowl, try to get us over that next hump. And that's the only main focus for me right now. All the accolades and stuff, that stuff will come, especially with us winning. But that's the main thing, is just leading these guys to the Super Bowl.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Yep.